I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed toward Gaza City on Monday as Israel allowed people to return into the northern reaches of the territory. About a million people were ordered out of northern Gaza as the Israeli offensive against Hamas began in October 2023. The Palestinians' return to Gaza comes in the early stages of a six-week ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that has resulted in an exchange of hostages held in Gaza for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel, along with increased humanitarian aid into the enclave. The war started with Hamas's surprise October 7, 2023 attack on southern Israel that killed 1,200 people and led to the capture of 250 hostages. At least 47,300 people have been killed in Israel's counteroffensive in Gaza, according to Gaza health officials. The Israeli military said the death toll includes 17,000 militants. Violence has put pressure on a separate ceasefire between Israel and the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group. AP correspondent Karim Shehayeb says he was stranded in a southern Lebanese village for 2 days after Israeli soldiers set up roadblocks near a UN borderline that separates Lebanon from Israel and the Golan Heights.
We witnessed their peacekeeping missions and their efforts to speed up the process of Lebanese soldiers deploying and Israeli forces leaving back into northern Israel. Upon our return, we were surprised to see the roadblocks. The following day, protesters heading towards southern Lebanon had standoffs with Israeli forces. From the headquarters of the Nepalese battalion, we heard lots of gunshots and explosions.
That was AP correspondent Karim Shehayeb.
This is VOA News.
At least 26 people have been killed and more than 100 others injured after Israeli troops fired on protesters Sunday and Monday. Israel has said it would not meet a 60-day deadline to withdraw its troops as part of the ceasefire it reached with Hezbollah in November. The White House released a statement Sunday saying the U.S.-monitored ceasefire will continue to be in effect until February 18th. Nearly 60 senior officials in the top U.S. aid and development agency have been placed on administrative leave. In an email obtained by U.S. news outlets, Jason Gray, the acting head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, said some officials had taken steps to circumvent an executive order by President Donald Trump that freezes all funding for foreign assistance programs. The move comes as U.S.-backed humanitarian projects around the world have begun to shut down due to Trump's order. Denmark said on Monday it would spend more than $2 billion to boost its military presence in the Arctic after President Trump showed renewed interest in controlling the semi-autonomous Danish territory of Greenland. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Denmark is responsible for Greenland's security and defence, but has limited military capabilities on the enormous island, regarded as a security black hole. At present, Denmark's capacities include four aging inspection vessels, one surveillance plane, and a dozen dog sled patrols. The new deal includes funding three new Arctic Navy vessels, long-range surveillance drones, as well as satellite surveillance, Denmark's defence minister said at a press conference. The US military has a permanent presence in northwestern Greenland, a strategic location for its ballistic missile early warning system.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Around 50 survivors joined world leaders Monday at the site of the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz, Poland, on the 80th anniversary of its liberation in World War II. Henry Ridgewell reports.
On January 27, 1945, Red Army troops liberated Auschwitz, the largest of the six Nazi extermination camps. An estimated 1.1 million people were killed at Auschwitz, 1 million of them Jews, but also Poles, Roma, Soviet prisoners of war, and other nationalities. Germany now embraces an official culture of remembrance, a duty to take responsibility for the Holocaust. But the anniversary comes amid growing fears over the rise of the far right in Germany and beyond. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.